He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy. Wow.
She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm continuing my teaching on God Wants You Well, and I'm drawing to a close. Tomorrow is going to be the end of my sixth week of teaching on this subject, and I really would like to encourage you to get these materials. Tomorrow's going to be the last day we make any of these materials available. We have the album entitled God Wants You Well available. We also have this brand new product entitled Healing Journeys, Volume 1, and it's five testimonies of people who've been miraculously healed. And today, on our broadcast, we're going to play another one of those testimonies of a miraculous healing. And this one is really powerful. You are going to be blessed. For those of you who've been watching my program, I've been using Mark chapter 5 and talking about this woman who had an issue of blood and how she came to Jesus and did these things. And I've been using what she did to illustrate some of the laws that govern faith, how that you have to hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, how she had to act, how she had to speak. You're going to see these exact same points in these testimonies about these miraculous healings. For instance, this testimony today about a little girl who was healed, her parents heard. There was a tape that I put out about, I don't know, nearly 15 years ago. And this tape laid in a person's drawer for over a decade. And then they had a need for something to listen to just encourage them. And this person gave them this audio cassette tape. They listened to it. Faith came by hearing, hearing by the Word. And this entire miracle that you are going to see on our program today started with faith coming through the Word of God. You know, if this tape hadn't have contained the Word of God, if it hadn't have had those truths on there, this little girl named Hannah wouldn't be alive today. This whole testimony that you're going to see would have never happened. It all started with just the Word of God coming through a tape. And kind of aside from the testimony, let me just make a statement to you, our partners, that if it hadn't have been for your faithfulness, it has allowed me to put out over 6 million free cassette tapes, CDs, DVDs, and all of these other things available to people free. If I hadn't distributed over 6 million teaching materials free of charge, this little girl would have been dead today. So I just want to say thank you to those who have allowed me to make this ministry available to some people who couldn't have got it if they had to pay for it. I believe that that's going to be one of the points that you'll get through this. And so I just want to introduce you to Ashley and Carly and their daughter, Hannah. And this is Hannah's story. I believe it'll be a real blessing to you.
Thank you.
The healing journey of Hannah Terades begins with a terrible disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. It also begins with the journey of an Andrew Womack teaching tape titled Your New Identity in Christ. Sent to England in 1990, this tape was lost until February 2006, when suddenly it became the key to a whole new life for one very sick little girl. This is Hannah's story.
Right from day one, we knew that Hannah was going to be special. She was a child that surprised us right from her conception. And I was shocked to find out I was expecting a third baby so quickly.
I suppose it really started when we realised Hannah was ill and we realised she was seriously ill.
She was a funny colour and I didn't say anything to Carly at the time, but I felt uneasy about what she looked like.
She used to wake up in the night absolutely screaming in pain and people would say, well, that's just colic. And we had to keep sort of holding her over our lap till she was sick, and it really got quite stressful because as grandparents we were quite worried about her.
She wasn't feeding, she'd take maybe a couple of sucks of her formula and then she would just not be interested, or she'd drink any, she'd then vomit it straight back up again.
She started off not taking milk very well. We tried all different types of milks.
She'd be constantly waking at night time. She wouldn't settle, and then when she did go to sleep, she'd be waking up just screwing her legs up in pain. And then out would come all the formula that she'd drunk during the day.
When we used to babysit her, she used to wake up with terrific pains. We didn't know what to do. And just to see her to suffer the way she was at the time, it was heartbreaking.
And then when it came to weaning her, she couldn't swallow lumps at all. So we'd have to mash her food down. And this was even when she was like 3 years old.
I remember going to the house and having all these little jars, which always reminded me of little baby food that she was taking. And this went on, and nothing seemed to be happening. And what is this problem, you know? And Carly said to me, you know, it's like they don't know enough about this.
This is Hannah's personal child health record. It was given to her when she was born, and it will carry through until she's five. In it is recorded any appointment with a health professional, and at each of those occasions they would record her weight and height for her age. As you can see, it goes through from 11 days is the first marking there, so when she came out of the hospital, and the last one is 3 years, 11 months. So there's quite a big track record there of what she weighed and how she fluctuated in her weight and height for her age. This red line in the centre here would be what an average child should weigh, and this red area at the top and at the bottom is like a danger zone. So if the marks fall within those lines, then there's a severe problem. As you can see from Hannah's little marks down here, she never quite made it onto the graph. This chart goes from age 1 up to 5. So we can see Hannah's line plotted again across the bottom, going up and down. And at the age of about 3 and a half, she was about the same size as a 9-month-old baby.
Some people were telling me that, you know, God wanted to heal her, but sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. I was getting all different types of advice. Some extreme. Some advice was saying, well, maybe you've done something. Maybe this is judgment on you. In my heart, I got to the point, well, if the Lord wants her to die for his glory, then so be it. And that's how messed up I was in my thinking, if you like, because I'd had a lot of religious teaching to say that God takes lives away, and, you know, maybe God wants her in heaven more than on earth and things like that.
So eventually, we'd had all kind of tests done at the local hospital. They referred us to a specialist children's hospital in London. And there she had a camera investigation, and they put a camera down her throat when she was asleep under anaesthetic, and they took some biopsies. And when the biopsies came back, they said that she had a really rare autoimmune disease called eosinophilic enteropathy. Now, basically, that has two sides to it. That has, on one hand, it's an allergic type reaction. And then on the other hand, she had another part of the disease, which was autoimmune based. So her immune system would go into overdrive. Whenever she ate something, it would go into overdrive, thinking it was like some sort of foreign invader and attack it.
She started deteriorating, she started losing weight. She was always very, very small, but now she started losing weight, and her hair was getting brittle, and her skin started going like translucent, and she lost energy. She was toilet trained, and she lost that because she just lost so much weight, and she couldn't really play properly. She didn't have much energy, and it just deteriorated. And I suppose the last 6 months was the worst. She really went downhill, and they tried several different extreme methods. The last one was they went to the tube directly into her stomach to feed her.
Actually, we were taking the boys up to my mum's. She lived a few hours away. She was going to look after them while Hannah went to have her operation to have her tube fitted into her stomach.
But they'd got a car that didn't have a CD deck in it, only had a tape deck. And she said, Ashley said to me, have you got anything, any resources in your drawer that I could borrow? So I dug some stuff out and I said, well, I've got some real oldie stuff, if you want it, right at the back of the drawer. I said, I don't know if you want to listen to it, though. I said, because your father-in-law got fed up with the accent on this tape that he wouldn't listen to it anymore.
And we put it in, and this like, squeaky American accent came out. And it was Andrew's tape, Your New Identity in Christ. And when we listened to that tape, it was like all these scriptures just opened up to us. And when I read it for myself, like Psalm 103 and 1 Peter 2:24, and just all them things, by his stripes you were healed. You know, he's the Lord. He heals all our diseases and redeems us from the curse. All these things. Sickness was a curse that we'd been redeemed from. All these truths just came flooding out. And it's like that one tape just opened the whole word up to us.
God gave us revelation after revelation of the true nature of his nature, of who we were in him, of his will about healing. And I went home, my wife and Hannah was in hospital. I went home and went on the internet and downloaded lots and lots of teaching, God Wants You Well series, all free from Andrew's website, and listened to them over and over.
And Ashley would download all these teachings onto my MP3 player, and I'd be laying in the hospital bed next to Hannah, kind of getting all this revelation, like, are you listening to this, Hannah? You know, God wants you well, you've been healed, and we just got to receive it. And she's like, yeah. But, I mean, I tried sharing this with other people, but they just kind of didn't really get it. And they were just like, yeah, but you got to be careful, because what about those people that aren't healed? You know, you look around you and not everyone is healed. So how can you say that it's a simple thing? I'm like, yeah, but it is a simple thing. I know the problem isn't with God.
And this was a major breakthrough for us, because we started to have confidence in the fact that God's will was to heal our daughter, which up until that point we didn't know. We wasn't sure whether it was God's will to heal her or not. Now we knew it was God's will to heal her. We could do something about it. And this coincided with they put the tube in her to feed her.
I can remember it as if probably it was yesterday, because we went up in this room. It was quite high up. There were three or four beds in there, but Hannah was the only child, and it somehow seemed even worse. It made her seem even worse. She was so tiny. She was irritable, and she was really in a lot of pain. And once they started pulling her about with various blood tests and things, she would just scream. And as a grandparent, it just broke my heart to see her like that.
This is a special medical formula. It's very, very expensive. It's about £90 a tin at the time when Hannah was using it. It's hypoallergenic. It's just amino acids. And basically, she had this because her body couldn't accept any protein. So the idea is that if we broke the food down into amino acids, then it would trick the body into thinking that it wasn't accepting a protein, so that she'd be able to absorb the nutrition and grow. And we used to use these scales. These are gram scales. And we had to measure per gram to an exact amount the amount of formula to water to reconstitute the powder. This was the pump that would pump the formula through the tube and into her stomach. The pump would go, it would be strapped into these straps here, and then a different shape bag would be slotted in here and all strapped in securely. So most of the time, we would slot this bag into a little children's trolley, like a pull-along suitcase on wheels.
She was so good with this pack in the back. She used to, remember, she used to carry along, sometimes dragging in the floor, you know. I can just see her now, you know, very, very fragile, but she still have, well, she's a lovely, lovable child.
So this wasn't treatment, this wasn't going to make her better, but this was going to sustain her. At least she might start putting on weight. So when we first took her home, it was starting to work. But then, about 2 days later, I think we took her home on the Friday. By the Sunday, she was vomiting again and she was reacting to it and she was going downhill again, and it was clear that it wasn't working.
Just to see her, like I say, you know, I'd come away and my emotions just wanted to, you know, cry out. I was angry, really, I suppose, if the truth be known, with the doctors, that they couldn't find the answer to this.
We've been listening to all these teachings, and we just knew that the crunch time was coming, that somehow this had to happen, this healing had to happen soon, because she was running out of time.
At Andrew's teaching, he was the only man I'd heard who was confident that God wanted my daughter healed. No one else I talked to had that confidence. They were all maybe. But Andrew said, God wants your daughter well, you know, on his tapes. So I wondered if I could meet him. So I went on the internet, and I looked on his schedule, and it had one conference in the UK, because it's an American ministry, obviously. There's one conference in the UK, so I looked it up. It said the 16th of March.
The conference was the next day, and I mean, that blows me away. That's just, God is so good.
So we put her straight in the car. We drove up to Walsall, where the conference was.
You can't take your baby out of hospital and take your children out of school and just go to the middle of nowhere to see someone you've never heard, that no one's ever heard of, that we knew of anyway, and to this conference. It's irresponsible, you know? But it was inside. It's like, no, God put everything in place. And we, at that point, we were focused on him, and it didn't matter what people said. We were going to go for this.
My faith at the time was, if only I could get Andrew to pray for her. And it wasn't that I was putting my faith in a man, I was putting my faith in God, I know that. But he was the only man who believed it enough, and I wanted to go and see him so he could, you know, he could pray for her. And I knew it was going to be the Lord that's healed her.
When we first got there, it was a real struggle, because Hannah was particularly sick, and we were staying in a motel and travelling to the conference every day for the sessions. And we put the boys into the children's ministry. But Hannah was just too sick. She would just lay at our feet in the conference on the floor, and she had a little DVD player with headphones, so she'd be listening to the DVD player until she'd got just too uncomfortable. She'd still be attached to her feeding tube.
So we was going up to the conference in the view of getting Andrew to pray for her. Now, the opportunity never arose.
After each session, there was always a ministry time where Andrew would get up and get the students to pray for people. And every time we tried to go forward with Hannah to get her prayed for, because that's what we went there for, something would happen, though. The children would come early out of children's church, or Hannah would start with it, she'd get pain, or there'd be a distraction, or one of the boys would be upset about something, or they didn't do it how they did it the night before. Something would happen, and we never got to get out the front.
Our other two children were in the children's work, and was on her own with Hannah, but she was in so much pain, she wouldn't stop screaming, she wouldn't stop crying, we couldn't comfort her, she was rolling around on the floor in pain. Now, a lot of the other parents thought she's having a tantrum, or, you know, she's just having a bad day, and she's having a tantrum, and we were looked on a bit as, you know, get control of her, but there was nothing we could do to console her. We tried everything.
We went in the creche room to get away from the auditorium to be a bit quieter, and just the room cleared within seconds of all these sleeping babies. I don't know what they must have thought.
This was the last day now. She hadn't been prayed for. She was getting worse, and I was getting mixed up emotions, and part of me was feeling just despair, and I was feeling at the end of myself, if you like, with this. And I was thinking, if this doesn't work, then, you know, this was my last resort, if you like. And I didn't give up on God, but I was thinking, maybe we've gone too far. Maybe this isn't going to work.
We knew that her body was rejecting the formula, basically. So the time was very short. And the time on the conference was very short. And we were thinking, we were just despairing at that point, thinking we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed?
So that is one powerful story. Of course, you haven't seen the end of it today. We are going to have to continue that on our program tomorrow, and I want to encourage you to listen in, because this is one of the most miraculous testimonies, and it's been verified by the doctors. We're going to show you some things that if any of you are skeptical and need some kind of a physical proof to help you believe that it's God's will for you to be well, I think that the rest of this story is going to be a powerful, powerful testimony to you. Let me just point out some things, though, that just like I was saying, faith comes by hearing. It was super important that they heard the truth. These people were in desperate need. They had prayed. They had asked God, but there was no faith present until they heard someone start speaking the truth that it was God's will for them to be well. I can't overestimate or overstate how important that is. And there are some of you that have tuned into this program, and you may be wondering, because this is a little different than what you've grown up with, and you may be throwing about in your mind whether to accept or reject this. I'm telling you that the things I'm sharing here on this program are vital to you. You need to make a decision. Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. You need to take the truths that are in these teaching materials that we're offering, and you need to study them out and find out if this is truly the Word of God. And then you need to latch onto it. You'll never get victory in this area of healing unless you first of all receive the truth of God's Word on this subject and reject the religious teachings that have explained away the supernatural healing power of God. Also, you know, it was our partners that made all of this available to Ashley and Carly and to Hannah. And especially after they got this first teaching, then he went on the website and was able to download all of my teachings. I've got nearly 400 different teachings available free of charge on the website. And you know how I'm able to do that? It's because of our partners who've made all of this work. And I don't think it was on this video, but I remember when Ashley gave his testimony the very first night about this healing, and I was there. I remember him just in the middle stopping and getting tears in his eyes as he was describing how that he went to the website and downloaded all of these teachings. He stopped in the middle and he looked out across this crowd of 600 or 700 people, and he just with tears in his eyes said thank you to all of the partners who allowed Andrew to put these teachings on our website, because if they hadn't have been free, I couldn't have got them. He says, if you hadn't have enabled him to do that, Hannah would be dead. Boy, I tell you what, that touched me. And I want you to know as partners that together we are reaching people just like Ashley and Carly and Hannah that are falling through the cracks sometimes just because people don't have the wherewithal to be able to order the materials or to get these things. I'm telling you, there are some powerful, powerful truths that have come across on this program today, and I just want to encourage you to latch on to it. Those of you that have been partners with us, I want to encourage you and thank you and just say a special thank you from Ashley and Carly and Hannah for you helping make this miracle come to pass. Now, we're going to continue this, and we're going to finish up this story on our program tomorrow. And I think that this is really going to be powerful, so make plans to join me then. And also remember that tomorrow is going to be the last day that we teach on this subject of healing on the TV here. It's the last day that we're offering all of these products, the album entitled God Wants You Well, the fourth teaching in that album entitled The Laws of Faith. That's a free gift to you if you cannot or would not send any money in for it. We'll supply that for you free. We also have the Healing Journeys DVD that has Hannah's testimony on it, as well as four other testimonies. And we have the little booklet entitled God Wants You Well. So listen as our announcer gives you this information, and please call or write today.
Andrew's teaching titled God Wants You Well has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The 4th teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 4th CD free of charge. Request teaching TI4 titled The Laws of Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. We hope to hear from you today. If you're a regular viewer of Gospel Truth or you've seen our Destiny Stories DVD series, you're familiar with Carrie Pickett. A Charis Bible College graduate and anointed teacher, Carrie is the director of CBC in St. Petersburg, Russia. Recently, Carrie and her husband Mike returned to the United States and took part in the 2009 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. In addition to ministering to the teenagers in the conference, Carrie spoke at one of the early morning sessions.
And so in this, it says, for how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ Jesus. You know, so many times when we look at this word, we look at it as something in the future. Well, one day I will be spiritual enough to attain to this. And one day, and that goes right along with that works mentality. If you think you have to earn God's favor, then you never think you're worthy to be this. Someday, it's just one day when I get spiritual enough, this will be something I can have in my life. But it is for us right now. Amen. And it became ours the moment he was on that cross.
Carrie and Mike are back in Russia, teaching the word, equipping the saints, and beginning a new adventure, broadcasting the gospel truth with Andrew Womack on Russian television, reaching a potential audience of more than 180 million viewers. Be sure and keep Carrie and Mike in your prayers as they continue walking in the destiny that God has prepared for them. Be sure to join us tomorrow for the dramatic conclusion of Hannah's healing journey.